Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. It's a bright, sunshiny day here in the Midwest, and glad you could join us today for a pretty much a quick overview on some of the things we've discussed in the past, and to see where you're at with your goals throughout 2016, and where you'd like to take them, possibly going forward through 2016 and beyond into 2017. And it looks like a bright future for a lot of us. And the most important thing, of course, we're talking about today is just, you know, goal setting. Stay the course. Keep on track with what you're doing, and you know, things can really work out for you. But anyway, like I said, this is Robert J. If you want to catch me, you can follow me on Twitter at RJOKWill. That's WILL. You can also follow me on my blog at RJOKWillis.online. That's RJOKWillis.online. It's like saying I'm online. Of course, that's RJ Willis. That's right, RJ Willis. .online. All right. Well, anyway, we're talking about a few different things recently over the last couple of months. I've had some other things going on personally, but things are shaping up right now. My dad went home to see the Lord, so he's in the heavenlies now, and he's taught me a lot of great things, a lot of great principles to live by throughout my life. So I look forward to sharing some of the things he's taught me, and of course, some of the things that other mentors had taught me throughout my career, whether it be in the sales career, network marketing, direct sales, you name it. Pretty much I've done a lot of things in my life, but I've also met some great people and worked with some great folks that are very successful in this day and age, and following them. The biggest thing you want to remember, if you want to get a pen and pencil, that's fine. You want to open up the file or the notepad or Evernote or something. You may want to take some notes. This could be pretty vitally important to you today. I highly recommend it. What you want to do is you want to make sure that when you get up in the morning, have a decent breakfast, first of all. Get your brain going, okay? You know, if you have that Java, if you like that, you like an energy drink, that's fine. But just, you know, do what you've got to do. Like, you know, if you're in prayer, you know, just reflect on your day before you just jump into it, okay? Take 10, 15, 20 minutes. It can't hurt. It can actually make a wealth of difference to the rest of the production for your busy day. What you want to do is you want to make sure that when you're reading your goals, that you don't overwhelm yourself. That's very important because, you know, if you overwhelm yourself, a lot of times things don't get done. You're thinking, I'm going to make $1 million tomorrow. Hey, you know, lotteries for that. You know, people do actually make that and more nowadays overnight. When they win the lottery, but it's very rare that any of us ever will win the lottery. I'm not saying you can't or I can't, we can't. However, the lottery of life is more important for you to focus on and not so much throwing your money out the window, but maybe more or less focusing on what you're going to do. Most people that win the lottery end up, unfortunately, throwing it away or not not organizing their spending habits, and before you know it, they're broke in less than 5 years. It's very important to make sure you strategize and talk to a certified financial accountant, someone who can actually guide you in the right way, and of course do your due diligence on that. So I'm not here to give any financial advice or tell you who to talk to, but that's just something you definitely want to protect your future, you and your family's future, because you're building for your future. You're building for you. And the reason why I say that, and I don't mean to say that being that you're selfish in any way, shape, or form, although we want to practice selfish principles. However, some things you have to make sure you take care of, because before you know, when you wake up one day, 10, 15, 20, 30 years have gone by, and you're thinking of woulda, shoulda, coulda. And there's nothing wrong with starting tomorrow and getting back on the horse and helping yourself to bettering yourself, your future. And you know, there's always been comeback. People have lost much money, and they've come back, and they've earned more, if not more, money when they got back on the train, on the success train. It's really up to you. A lot of decisions are based on what you do and what's actually in between your ears, how you think about it. Also, you have to have passion for what you're pursuing. As you write your goals, goals could be, you know, what I want to do tomorrow. Goals also could be where I want to be in 5 to 10 years. You can go 10 years out and come back. If you don't want to do that far, just go 5. And there's not to be a gazillion things, but just take 20 minutes, you know, get a cup of iced tea or whatever, get a, you know, your favorite beverage, whatever is out in your backyard and your home, wherever it is that you're comfortable, relaxed, and quiet, and just start thinking about what it is that you want to do with your life and what it is that you want to have. Do you want to travel the world? Do you want to get into ministry? Do you want to help others become successful? And by the way, that's the biggest thing nowadays is the training aspect of the internet, of the network marketing and internet marketing are very similar. A lot of network marketers, of course, now are using the internet to products and services. Network marketing, also known as multi-level marketing, MLM, direct sales, it's all one and the same. But pretty much getting on the internet and promoting a product or service, myself personally, I have a couple of different businesses I've been involved with. One just recently relaunched and got a nice brand new website, and I'm pretty excited about that. If you want to check it out, if you need a party, you know, whatever, we can take care of you. I've got some great people that work with me. I'm here in the Midwest. We do shows here, but you know, if you do shows elsewhere too, of course, we'd have to be paid for travel. But if you go to robertjaysentertainment.com, that's me. That's Robert J's Entertainment. And I have it spelled both ways, so if you want to spell Robert, J-A-Y-S, entertainment.com, or just Robert J-S, entertainment.com, you'll get there. Also, if you do follow my blog and a few other things, you'll be able to find us. But I wanted to mostly focus today on the training aspect, getting back on the training. Get it? I said that? How I said it on my title today, getting back on the training. Meaning, sure, get back on a train, you know, you've heard this term before, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. With your experience, a lot of times you don't have to start all over again. Because if you really think about it, if you do a little checklist, you've got several different things, probably more than several different things, you've got plenty of things that you can tap back into, just like turning on an engine again, or starting your car that hasn't started for a while, or just mainly want to focus on the fact of getting back in there, taking what you've learned, and putting that to good use. Some things that you've learned, maybe you're not going to be using, okay? But for the most part, you want to make sure that you actually take your knowledge, what you've gained throughout your life, through your life's experiences, and put that to good use for yourself. So get back on a training. Like I say, get back on a train, sure. But when I say training, I'm referring to the fact that once you get yourself trained and get knowledge and follow people who are doing it, who are pretty much right before my very eyes, before your very eyes, they're doing it. They've actually set goals. They went out there and they did it. This year alone, 2016, I've actually witnessed it sitting on the quote-unquote sidelines. Yeah, sure, I've been working on other things. I've had some personal stuff going on with my dad and stuff. Sure. I don't want to use that as my excuse because, obviously, that would be that makes no sense. It really doesn't, okay? I mean, we all do. I mean, we have personal things that happen in life. It's okay. But, you know, the thing of it is, myself and yourself, we just need to learn to forgive ourselves, okay? You know, start tomorrow. Whenever the day is that you decide, it's next week on Friday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that's the day you want to get back on doing your thing and pursuing what it is you set out to do in the first place when you set your goals in 2016. Most people that set goals in the beginning of the new year, usually within 7 days, pretty much most people have broken their you know, they pretty much just threw the goals in the garbage and moved on and they're not even doing any of them. However, it doesn't mean that you can't go unfold those papers or take those ideas you had and still redo it. I look at July as a reset. And when I say that, what I mean is, like, when July 4th comes around, I look at it as like another New Year's. And New Year's, everybody celebrates the new beginnings, a brand new year. We're all excited. Hey, happy New Year, happy New Year. Everybody's partying and having a great time, you know. And next day is New Year's Day, and of course most people have eaten a lot night before, and they've been a little tired, and you know, then you got the ball games, and that's cool, and a little more time to hang out with family and stuff and whatever. And then the second or third rolls around, and okay, now it's showtime. It's showtime. It's time for you to get out there and do what you need to do to make a difference in the world and really go forth in producing success and in your life. Sure, the Super Bowl is coming up in the following month, and oh well, let's wait till then. Well, procrastination is the assassination of motivation. I don't know if you've ever heard of that before, but procrastination is in fact the assassination of motivation. It will keep you down, and I'm telling you from personal experience. You're talking to a guy who's been in the trenches, okay, who has procrastinated. Yes, I'm a recovering procrastinator, and yes, we're human. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up on it. Just start new. You know, like I said, whatever the day is, if it's after you get done listening to me today, if it's 2 months from now, maybe you decide, you know, I'm going to enjoy my family and I've got some things I want to do around my house and fix those things up. When you're ready, you're ready. Okay? The timing is key. Timing is everything. Okay? You have to make sure that you're right with everything. Have a discussion with your family, what your plans are, what you want to do. And you know, what of course the benefits are, that you know how they're actually going to benefit and how they're going to win by you winning at success from what you're pursuing. So yes, it is. I feel it's definitely important to have your family behind you and to support you. And I don't mean financially. I mean, you know, morally, to support you and help you get, you know, over the hump and get back on the train. And what I mentioned earlier about training is, yes, get yourself trained. And, you know, the old adage is the trainers train the trainers who train the trainers, okay? And the thing of it is you've got to make sure that as you're learning, in your head, in your mind, you got to realize that eventually one day you're going to be training others to do what you do best. And you know, you're going to market yourself. It may sound crazy to you right now. Some people that are listening already understand this, but it may sound crazy to you right at this very moment. Well, how am I going to train? How am I going to teach? Well, believe it or not, you know, you've had years and years of experience that you've accomplished many things. Maybe you don't realize it. Take a piece of paper and do a pro and a con. Similarity, like, you know, what's the good things? What's the bad things? Right? Well, what's the good things you did in life? Well, the things that maybe you're not so happy with or whatever. Maybe the things that you failed at, believe it or not, through technology, I witnessed it myself. I said, I always say this, and it's a terrible, terrible thing to say, okay, but I've always said, gosh, I always got in that program, or I always got in that company. I always did this thing or that thing too early. And I've got proof of that. I've been on several different things that, yeah, I was marketing and you know, I wasn't doing too bad, but for the most part, it was too early. And then you turn around and there's somebody who's a multimillionaire selling the same product or service or something similar anyway. And, you know, they get in the right time. And there's nothing wrong with that. I've got the experience. So maybe I can take my experience and help out that company or maybe start my own company doing something else. But just because of the fact of getting in the trenches and getting out there and getting trained by the professionals who know what they're talking about and have actually succeeded, key. Just follow those folks, you know, and you want to always keep this in mind. When I first started the show today, I gave you a website. I've given you follow me on Twitter. I think it's very important that you brand yourself. And many successful entrepreneurs on there, some I've followed very closely, have taught that. And that's even what got me motivated back and getting back involved in the home-based business arena. Yeah, I work full time and everything, but at least on a part time basis until I can see maybe one day maybe I can, you know, go out on my own. And I kind of did that recently with the DJ business. Doesn't mean that I have to do the DJ business full time, but it's something I enjoy and it's something I know through my experience I can provide a great service for photo booths, for bopping heads, or for selling popcorn even at weddings or bar mitzvahs or graduation parties. Thing of it is, all the experience I've gotten, I'm using it, right? I can still, and what's amazing is I've actually worked it out to where I still have a lot of time so I can do other things. So it's pretty cool. Anyway, this is Robert J. I do appreciate you tuning in today to Your Radio Promo. You can follow me at Twitter at RJOKWILL. It's RJOKWILL. That's my Twitter address, and as well as my Instagram address. Feel free to follow me there as well. This is like a program we're going to be doing at least on a weekly basis. I plan on doing a daily. Like I said, I got busy with stuff, whatever. For right now, I'm going to do it weekly. And I may even do eventually soon. We're actually going to be doing some interviews with some great professionals on here. So I definitely want to have you tune in. Whether you join their particular company or buy their product or service, that's up to you. But I mean, we always encourage it, of course. But the thing of it is, just get on here and listen to what they have to say, how they did it. You can take your product or service or whatever it is you're pursuing. You can take that and use it to your benefit and help you succeed within your home-based business. Earlier I discussed with you and I mentioned about the fact that I've literally seen some people succeed and taken something that pretty much got in the late fall, early winter, and here we are in July, and just recently reached almost pretty much halfway up, almost the top level of his particular company. And it's just amazing how I've seen it. I've seen the posts. I've seen the thing. I've followed this person, you know, kind of like I said, I was sitting on the sidelines for a little while there. I was kind of busy with personal stuff in my life at that particular moment. But I'm telling you, it was done. This guy's done it. This guy's on fire now. And he's actually providing for his family. He's able to take his kids to school in the morning. He's able to travel the world. I've seen him. The guy posts where he's eating. It's just totally a mind blower. So I really appreciate him sharing that. And at first, I'm like, geez, I wish I could have a sandwich like that. Or I've seen some of the places he's been to, and I was like, yeah, I wish I was there. I wish upon a star. And that's fine to wish upon a star, but you know, the thing of it is, you do have to roll up your sleeves somewhat, and you do have to do what you got to do. And the biggest thing I could tell you from seeing him and his family, enjoying the fruits of their labor, so to speak, is that the person stayed, him and his wife both stayed focused. That's the key. You got to stay focused. Grab something that you want to do. It's okay to have a couple of things on the side, so to speak, and you can keep those on the side. See how this goes for you, okay? Rub shoulders with the big boys, so to speak, or the big girls. Get yourself goals. Get your goals set. Get them on paper. And short-term goals I'm talking about right now, okay? You could be that millionaire. You could be, if you want to have six figures, that's fine. You know, we don't have to all be wealthy millionaires. You know, it depends on what you're happy with, whatever you're content with. Get those goals on paper. Go down, you know, from 5 years to 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, 6 months, and then just kind of count backwards, so to speak, okay? Because the only way you're going to get to that five-year ultimate goal, whether it's owning a boat or traveling the world or, you know, being closer, moving back to the area you were born in, the only way you're going to get there is if you start from square one. You know, one step at a time, put one foot in front of the other. I'm sure we've all heard that song from some movie. My dad always said, too, and this is in the Bible, always take one day at a time. Just take one day at a time. Because, you know, baby steps. That's from the movie What About Bob, right? Hey, take baby steps. You know, it's all funny. It's comedy, but the thing of it is, it didn't make a lot of sense. Just take one step. Just put one foot right in front of the other, one day at a time. And you will succeed. You will succeed actually in a very big way. Even if you've succeeded to better yourself as a person, to be a great contributor to people around you, whether it be within your environment or your family, you're going to feel better about yourself, and you're going to be able to do some great things. And believe it or not, success will chase you down, and people will start listening to you. And guess what? Eventually, by you getting on the train and training with others, you're eventually going to be, believe it or not, default, you're literally going to become the trainer. And the trainer, guess what, makes more money. All right, if you want to put a plural, trainers, okay? There's plenty of trainers out there right now. And this business, by being a trainer and teaching others, same different trainer, teacher, you know, it's the same, it means the same thing. You're going to be teaching others principles on how you succeeded. It may be one thing that you found online one social media platform that you like, and maybe you gave it a little bit of a twist. You tried yourself and it's working really well for you. Well, gosh, if that can actually be something that you can actually help others, by the way, I like the word actually, because actually means act, usually, okay? Once you do these things 2 or 3 weeks in a row, it's habit. You can do it in your sleep, okay? So act, usually. Eventually, you're going to be acting, usually, because of of you simply just plugging in and listening to others who are successful, who have been very successful within home-based business industry. And by the way, this doesn't have to be just home-based business either. If you're a painter, you're a lawyer, you sell flowers, whatever it is, direct sales, the Internet's used. So you can use the Internet to sell, just like me. I'm selling my entertainment business, okay, robertjaysentertainment.com. You go to my site, you can basically, all I got to do is tell you, go to the site, and you can see everything there that I have to offer, and you can get in touch with me through my website. I have forms on there, so once you want to contact me, boom, you fill out a little form, boom. It's all technology. Everything's working for me. It's actually helping me save time. It's giving me more, it's increasing my time efficiency so I can work on other things. But just keep this in mind. You want to, every day, just do a little bit. Just every single day. I know I've given you an earful today, and I can ramble on with the best of them, you know, and I'm just some guy, okay? I've learned when I'm teaching you from my own experience in life, but from other entrepreneurs out there online or people I've worked with directly at certain careers and jobs that I've had. I want to make sure I pass it on to you because I'm wanting to be the trainer and not wanting, actually I am the trainer right now, I guess, right? The thing of it is my whole goal and really purpose of this program today, why even do this, why even get up a little early in the morning or, you know, and prepare this is because I care and I want to see you succeed, you know, and if you can succeed and others can also succeed no matter what it is you do. If I never even hear from you, okay? But if you've taken a little bit, even a nugget or two of this information today and it actually motivates you a little bit, you know, then I've done my thing, you know? Sure, I'd love to hear from you. Follow me on Twitter, you know? You don't have to say thanks. You want to say thanks, that's cool. You know, you want to buy me a bagel, want to see you one day? Fine, you know? That's awesome. But think of it as I do this, and you should all continue to do this as well. Just give back, you know? Give to... the more you give, really, the more you're going to get back, believe it or not, okay? That's how the world works. That's how it turns, all right? Sure, maybe you've given to some and you feel like, I didn't get so much back. Just take that off, you know? Some people just don't understand. That's okay. Just continue to give information or it's, you know, helping somebody out, doing a charity. That's cool, you know? But as far as you being able to go the extra mile, you know, my DJ business, I can maybe give someone who's, maybe the budget isn't so good, so I might be able to throw in something, okay? Well, I'm giving back. Because guess what? I do a great job at their wedding or, their photo box, photo booth, bopping heads or dinner party. If I do a good job, what are they going to do? They're gonna thank me, sure. But they're going to probably refer me to other people because I did such a great job. So by me giving, an extra perk or two, now that's going to come back to me in a hundredfold. That's the way you can look at it. And by the way, don't do it looking like, where's my hundredfold, you know. Do it just with kindness and you know, just do it to do it, to help others, to really just help people. And that's all there is, you know. I got to give props to Gary Vaynerchuk. I mean, he's talked about that. I actually listened to him. And he's awesome. And if you ever get a chance, you can find him on YouTube. But I highly recommend taking a listen to him. I started listening to him last fall. He pretty much gave me the drive to get back into radio and do some other things, okay, to be honest with you. So I got to give him total props on some of the information I'm sharing with you. Sure, I knew a lot of this stuff, but the way he puts it and trains you, here you go once again, this guy's a trainer. He gives back, and he that's what his whole premise is in life, is to give, and he's been paid and it's doing very well, and he worked very hard for that But just want to give him props and say thanks out there to him. And like I said, you can do whatever it is you want to do. Just remember to stay focused, get your goals, write your goals down, okay? Do it today. You know, don't wait till tomorrow. Take it 10 minutes. You don't have to write a gazillion goals. Write 10 different things you want to accomplish before the end of the year, okay? You want to, you know, give yourself a vision, something to shoot for. Maybe even have a reward at the end of the, you know, at the end of that 6-month goal or 3-month goal. You know, go out to dinner or something like that. Go to Red Lobster. I mean, you can go to any restaurant, but I'm just saying, or go on a vacation. Just do it. You know, heard that from Nike, actually A.O. Williams coined that phrase back in the day. You know, and he would get on the stage and it was Southern accent. I love the way he said it, and I probably can't do a very good job, but he goes, just do it, and the crowd will go crazy. Just do it. I mean, just typical pandemonium. Just do it. Just do it. That's what A.O. Williams would say. That's, he still said, the guy's still going, man. He's amazing. Just do it. He was in, obviously, you've heard of him, not heard of him. He was in the insurance industry. He pretty much revolutionized the entire by term the invest the difference, you know, in the insurance industry. So, but yeah, if you just do it, you know, you'll be very happy that you did, okay? I'm sure so will your family. Now you can actually enjoy more time helping others, of course, but helping your family, you know, helping your loved ones. Now you have more time to spend time with them. So it all works in unison to one another. Our works together for a greater thing. So, but I do appreciate you tuning in today. This is Robert J. Please feel free to follow me on Twitter at RJOKWill. That's RJOKWILL. And that my Instagram and my Twitter address are identical. If you'd like to check us out or, you know, just like I said, just say hi or whatever, that'd be great. We'll be doing the show at least on a weekly basis. If you tune in right here like you've done today, you know, blogtalkradio.com/YourRadioPromo. That's our show. It's been that way for close to 10 years now. That's Your Radio Promo. And my show is basically set up to interview other entrepreneurs that who want to come on here and share what they've done to succeed with their company, what they're doing now, their startup, and how it's going. And if they can share one or two nuggets with my listening audience and help them succeed with what they're doing, or maybe even jump on board and help these particular companies doing what they're doing, then great. Feel free to join us and check it out. We'll be I've got a couple of shows organized right now. So over the next probably, let's see, I'm thinking probably beginning of August, maybe before that, but most likely beginning of August, we're going to have a couple of great guests on the show, and they'll be able to share some great things, some successes with you on how they did it. And these people, some of these folks that I'm talking about are major, major powerhouses. They're multimillionaires. They've done some wonderful things within the network marketing, a.k.a. the internet marketing industry, the direct sales. So, and once again, thanks so much for joining us. This is Robert J. Have yourself a wonderful day. And remember, you can make a difference. And get on the train, okay? Start training, meaning get yourself trained. And then when you get yourself trained, then you can train others to train others and so on. It really is up to you. If it is to be, it's up to me, right? We've heard that before too. And just get on there, write your goals down, and you'll be amazed, and it'll just make a difference. And always make sure I'm gonna encourage you to do this, okay? Please always brand yourself. Always brand you. People want to know about you. They want to succeed, but you're the one that's going to help them. So brand yourself. And have all your social medias be very similar. Like I've got my Instagram and my Twitter. I've got a few others too as well, but they're similar. RJOK Will. This way I don't have to go explain spelling and this and that. Make it simple. Make it catchy. Whatever, okay? Anyway, have yourself a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you again real soon. This is Robert J. signing up on Your Radio Promo. We'll see you again.